Hello and welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satin. In this week's episode, I'd like to give you a quick tip that could completely change the dynamic of your relationship, if you're not doing it already. But before I do, just a couple quick housekeeping items. I want to make sure that you took an opportunity to listen to last week's episode with Ken Page. In that episode, which was number 53, we talked about how to embrace your fear of intimacy. We all have it on some level, and in that episode, Ken and I talk about how to figure out how your fear of intimacy is actually being realized in your life and how it's affecting you, and how to identify what the right next steps are to welcome it and turn it into a strength in your relationship or in your dating life. So that's last week's episode. You should check it out. And I think the quick link to that is neilsatin.com/dating2, the number two. The second thing is, if you haven't had a chance yet, please do download the free guide on my website that is the single most important thing to make or break your relationship. A thorough examination of the needs that we all have in intimate relationships and how we either meet them or how we don't. And I know, because I've heard from lots of people, that it's been really transformative just to go through the guide and use that as a way of diagnosing what is happening or isn't happening in your relationship. So you can get that if you just go to neilsatin.com and click the Send Me the Action Plan button. Or you can text the word relationship to the number 33444 and follow the instructions, and I'll send you a link so you can download the guide. That's pretty much it. And one last thing. Chloe and I are getting ready to launch the beta version of our online course. So if you want to be in the loop for when that's happening, make sure that you download the free guide, and that way we have a way of communicating with you. Awesome. So this week's episode, another short and sweet, and I wanted to point out the importance of creating rituals with your partner, because it's the things that we do day in and day out that set the tone for our entire relationship. Generally, what we do is the product of our habits. And without a lot of attention given to our habits, they can be somewhat haphazard. Now, if you've studied personal development at all, then you're probably familiar with the idea of how to create positive habits that have a self-reinforcing property, so that as you do them, they build on themselves and you become more and more effective in your life, more and more positive, more and more optimistic, experience more and more abundance. And you can do the same thing in your relationship. So today's tip is for you and your partner to choose a time of day. And personally, what works best, I think, is just before you go to bed at night. Or maybe before you go to sleep, because you'll probably do this when you're already in bed. But you can do it out of bed too, and just kind of sit there and look lovingly into each other's eyes. And drumroll, what you want to do is pick three things that you are grateful for in your relationship with your partner, or three things that you appreciate about your partner. And you just name them. Sweetie, one thing I really appreciate about you is, and it can be a broad thing, like you've changed my life in the most amazing ways, or it can be a really tiny thing, like when you filled my water glass for me at dinner tonight, I felt really cared for and loved. So the reason that it could be any of those things is because there is really a never-ending supply of ways to be grateful and ways to appreciate our partners, and especially when you give yourself free rein to shine a spotlight on the big things, on the little things, and on the things in between. So you might alternate with your partner, or you might do three and then your partner might do three. And it's great if you can both take responsibility for holding that ritual so that you're not waiting for your partner to start. You can just start. But it's good to talk to your partner about it first and hopefully get buy-in, like, hey, let's do this. It's going to be amazing. And so you're both kind of holding that. And the reason that it's so amazing is because it can be so easy, especially at night, to feel the things that you're missing in your relationship and or to want something from your partner, like that extra bit of connection that they're not automatically giving you, or wanting to automatically have sex because that's what you do when you go to bed, right? So this gives you something that's very active and that also is really creating a huge positive force in your connection with each other. So you can each share some gratitudes and then turn the lights out or see where it leads. But I think it's good to do it without any expectation of it leading anywhere, to just really receive the appreciations that your partner gives you and to really let what you offer your partner sink in, and not to rush through the process, but really offer them something, let it sink in, and let it sink in for you, the feeling of appreciating them and what it's like to really hunt for more and more creative ways of expressing how much you appreciate your partner. What you focus on grows in your life and in your relationship. And if you are focusing on what you appreciate most, then that will grow in your relationship, almost guaranteed. So give it a try. Give it a try for 7 days and see what you notice, and then let me know. You can drop me a line. My email address is Neilius, N-E-I-L-I-U-S, at neilsatin.com. Or you can join the Relationship Alive community on Facebook. Just search for Relationship Alive community and come in and be part of the conversation. All right. I hope you're having a great week. And next week, you can expect to hear from Susan Forward, the author of Emotional Blackmail, with some really powerful tips on how to handle the people in your life that know how to manipulate you. So don't spend too much time thinking about that now. Just focus on the appreciation part. But tune in next week, and we're going to get really juicy with that stuff. So have a good week and take care, and I'll talk to you soon.